So how about if I give you a third possible arm for your trial? You said we could maybe compare a PARP inhibitor to a platinum regimen. And I'd say if we're going to do a trial like that, I would love to see a third arm that has platinum followed by PARP maintenance. And it's really interesting being in general oncology, comparing ovary to breast. Now, of course, they're totally different diseases, but the fascinating thing about ovary is that in general, like the big niraparib study that was reported, it's been looked at as after you give the platinum and then you use maintenance therapy in the responders, and that's what's being done now. Any thoughts about that strategy? Would you ever consider it outside a trial setting? What about in this lady?
I think that that's a good point, Neil, but in that study that you are mentioning, that ideal study that you are mentioning, I think that patients would be assigned to platinum alone without maintenance with the PARP inhibitor. I think, by the way, that you should allow the treatment with the PARP inhibitor at the time of disease progression, because for me, the key question is, should you use the PARP inhibitor as a maintenance therapy after remission with platinum, or can you keep the PARP inhibitor as a second line after progression to platinum? So if that would be the design of the trial that you are mentioning, then I would buy it.
That's interesting. That is a very good point. Now, the Olympiad study looked at metastatic HER2-negative disease, which includes, obviously, ER-positive, HER2-negative. So you've kind of talked about your strategy for BRCA germline patients with triple-negative. What about those with ER-positive, HER2-negative and BRCA germline metastatic disease?
Well, I think, you know, the BRCA mutation is really a signal of sensitivity of the tumor to DNA-damaging agents. So unless you have a very endocrine-sensitive disease with no clinical situations which support the use of chemo, I would tend to use chemotherapy in a BRCA-mutated patient. Of course, if the disease, again, has a very slow-growing rate and the clinical picture is entirely reassuring, I may still consider to start with endocrine therapy in this lady with a BRCA2 mutation and then keep the DNA-damaging agent for the second or third-line treatment. But generally speaking, I think that independently of the estrogen receptor status, the presence of BRCA mutation makes the tumor highly sensitive to DNA-damaging chemotherapy.
So chemotherapy, then what? Would you go to a PARP inhibitor or would you go to endocrine therapy or what would you do next?
So if the patient had endocrine-sensitive disease and the clinical picture is entirely reassuring, but this is not the case because the patient has multiple liver mets. But let's assume we have a patient who has a supraclavicular node, so soft tissue mets, BRCA2 mutation. I would probably start, by the way, with endocrine therapy. At the time of starting chemotherapy, because the disease has become endocrine resistant, I would probably go with a platinum compounds because she has the BRCA2 mutation.
And then a olaparib or a PARP inhibitor after that?
Yes, I think that indeed, I told you, I think Olympia-D is clinically relevant for patients who are pretreated with platinum compounds. In a patient who is pretreated with platinum compounds and they have to give the next line of therapy, my next line of therapy is going to be olaparib.